2, 1, begin transmission.
It's 12:25 a.m. I doubt it. Don't believe everything you hear, because the real time is 19:30 UTC. And you are listening to another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I'm just sitting here in front of my computer. Because, once again, it is way too hot to go outside. I am not going outside. It's 92 or more degrees Fahrenheit. And that's no good. The good news is, I did get some batteries. Thanks to a generous donation from the Emeritus, I now have, at least a month's worth of batteries. Possibly more. Yeah, should be closer to 2 months worth of batteries now. So, once it cools down, we can finally go back outside again. And yes, I am sitting here with Hello Kitty. Hello. Who are you? Yeah, you are. It's so stupid. And what am I doing? I'm at one of my favorite websites, Adafruit, or it might be more accurate, more accurately pronounced, Adafruit. But I kind of like Adafruit better than Adafruit, because, so, what'd you do this morning? Oh, I ate a fruit. What, like a banana? Actually, it was some grapes and a piece of cantaloupe. Wait, what? And that's why I like Adafruit better. So, what is my project need? Something is wrong with my hacky electronic project. Why doesn't it work? Oh, I need to add a fruit. I don't know if that makes any more sense, but I'm just glad we're going back to fruit-flavored electronic devices, or at least fruit-named devices. Yeah, the Apple computer was great, you know, back in 1977. And, of course, I do like orange amplifiers. What other fruit-named companies are there? Oh, there's Banana Republic, but I don't wear any Banana Republic clothing, you know, just out of principle. So I'm sitting here looking at the new products, and their first new product here at Adafruit/Adafruit is a 10-pack of PN2907 transistors. Okay, well, for $1.95, not including shipping, that's kind of a good price. That's about 20 cents per unit. What else we have here? We got a book. Ooh, a mini Bluetooth keyboard. Ooh, I kind of like it. If I want a thumb type and it's big. Well, it's mini, but it's big for mini. I've seen smaller keyboards. I kind of like it. It's only $12.95, but I don't have anything Bluetooth, so. Maybe I need to invent a project just so I can buy this keyboard. What's next? The Pimaroni Octocam. I do like Pimaroni products. I have one or two of them. And that's, you know, something fun to do with a Pi Zero W. And here we go. What do we have here? Adafruit DotStar Featherwing 6x12 RGB LEDs. Woohoohoo. Okay. That's cute. I do like to do weird stuff with LEDs. We'll have to come back to that, see what else we got. Some more Pimaroni stuff. Some boards here. Some hats, as they call them. Perhaps I need to take a sip of my cola-flavored beverage. Mmm. It's so delicious. Yeah, but now I need to go get more because I drank it all. Ooh. Here's a little on-off switch for Raspberry Pi. $7. Huh. Do I want that? Gosh, I kind of do. I do think it's weird that Raspberry Pis don't come with on-off switches, but then again, I do understand how much switches cost, so yeah. What are you going to do? Oh, but these new products are all out of stock. The on-off switch is out of stock. Is anything in stock? Yeah, they got some stuff in stock. Don't want that. Ooh, what is this? I don't know, but it's $200. And now my computer is kind of frozen up. What's the problem here? Yowza. You know, they do have a lot of interesting little printers. Little, like, thermal receipt printers, which are, oh, they're so cute. And this looks like a fun one, but, ew, yeah, $114. Geez, it better be pretty awesome. What else we got? Oh, junk, junk, junk. Alligator clips. Lots of LEDs. Fun stuff like that. Well, why is my computer acting so wacky right now? Is it really having a hard time processing all this stuff? It's probably the photographs. Somebody probably didn't cook these photographs down for whatever reason. And they're taking up way too much memory. Yowza. I don't know how much more I can take. You know, to be honest, I should be checking out these little feather boards. Because, geez, they have this one stepper motor controller. Wow, and that would be really handy for making some little robots. But, one, do I need any more robots? I probably don't. And two, do I really need more stuff to hack? I got plenty of stuff that I can hack around here. And speaking of hacks, let's just leave the office here. I don't feel like sitting around in here staring at a monitor. Leave a message. Thank you. Okay, so let's just grab the gear here and go in the other room. Maybe we'll see what's on TV. Open the door. Step through the door. Close the door. It's just that simple. Oh, I gotta stop looking at electronic stuff. I don't need any of this stuff. But you know what? I do love to solder. So I do love to put things together. But, you know, not now. And as I sit down on the ground, I'm gonna put my glasses on. And guess what's on TV? Oh, it's Twilight. Ooh, ooh. In the twilight. And look, Bella and Edward are getting married. Oh, isn't that sweet? And that reminds me, didn't I hear that, what's her name? Kristen Stewart is engaged? Oh, yeah. When I was at the store the other day, I saw a tabloid. Apparently, she's engaged to her Irish model girlfriend now, so yay, good for her. Oy, ow, my hip kind of hurts. So yeah, Twilight. It's always, always on. This must be Channel 40. Is this Channel 40? Yes, it is. The Twilight Saga. Breaking Bad. I mean, Breaking Dawn. Yeah, I guess I could have predicted this, being as, you know, last weekend, last Friday, was Harry Potter weekend again. They alternate. They go back and forth. Harry Potter and Twilight. I can't wait for the crossover. Oh, wouldn't that be great, though? A Harry Potter-Twilight crossover film?
I might actually watch that. Oh, maybe I'm just delirious. I don't want to watch this, so let's see what's on TCM. 55. Give me something good. Oh, Topper returns. Topper is kind of funny. If you like old stuff about ghosts, and here's a seal. Yay! He's clapping with his back flippers. That's talent. Why are we not watching football? Is there any football on? Let's check the football channels. I was watching Bundesliga earlier today, and here we go. Some more Bundesliga. Oh, and a Dortmund game. Oh, and they're announcing that Christian Pulisic and Bobby Wood are both starting today. That's good. So we got two Americans in the Bundesliga. Oh, it's top of the hour here now. That's good. So this game hasn't even started yet. Excellent, excellent, excellent. So let's check FS1 to see if there's another game on. Maybe we'll watch two Bundesliga games in a row. No, we won't. Oh, but there's NASCAR on one of the other channels. What is it? Oh, it's something short, so it must be practice or qualifying. I'm guessing qualifying. I don't even really need to go down to ESPN, do I? I'm going to check it out anyway. Button, button, button. Pushing the button. It's a bunch of talking heads on both channels. Yeah, good thing we have two ESPN channels. They don't bother showing sports. They just show people talking about sports. They should have a channel where they just play sports all the time. Oh, what could be? All right, so what are these clowns talking about? Oh no, they got Alexi Lawless in there. Alexi Lawless, he annoys me. He was on the hair team back in the 90s. Remember the hair team? Where Alexi Lawless had that really long hair and he wore the cool headbands and he also had a beard and he braided his beard hairs and so he looked like, I don't know, the singer for the Spin Doctors. Yeah, we don't need that. So we've got, who's playing for Hamburg today? They're showing me the lineup. I'm not impressed, but, you know, Bobby Wood up front, so that's good. Come on, get to the game already. Get to the game. I'm actually kind of tired. I sort of feel like sleeping. But now they're showing the Borussia Dortmund lineup. Who's starting? Socrates is starting. That's good. Okay, come on, show me the midfield. Shinji Kagawa is starting. That's good. Now show me the front line. Yeah, we got Pulisic and Aubameyang. He's my dude. And Yarmolenko. I like Yarmolenko. And Mahmoud Dahoud is sitting on the bench. He's going to be a substitute. And they're telling me now that there's other games on. I know there's other games on, but that doesn't mean we're going to get to see them. Freiburg and Hanover are playing. Hertha Berlin and somebody else. And Köln and Frankfurt are playing. And they're showing some footage from the warm-ups. And all the ultras are throwing toilet paper onto the field. That's rude. How are we going to get this game started? I don't know. Oh, and guess who's just now walking in? Yeah, you can just jump over me, or you can walk. What? My cat can't figure out how to get past my legs. You can just jump. There you go. She figured out that she can just jump. Good job, genius. So my cat's walking into the bathroom. Is she going to have a kitty snack? Yes, she is. Because that's where the kitty food and water bowls are. Yay, yummy for kitties. So delicious. They're telling me that there's going to be a game on FS1 as well. I was just looking at the schedule for FS1. There was nothing on it. Let's double check. Yeah. They're not... What are they talking about? On the other Fox Sports channels, there's just more fighting. Ultimate Fighting, which isn't that ultimate. Penultimate, possibly. But certainly not ultimate. If this was Ultimate Fighting, there would be death involved. There would be weapons involved. This is just, let's punch each other. Oh, there goes Zippy. Hi, Zippy. Who's a good baby? You want to come over here and be a kitty on the radio? You want to come over here? Come over here and you can say things into the radio. You want to talk to everybody? Be a good baby? No, she's just looking at me like I'm some kind of weirdo. Mostly because I am some kind of weirdo. And I like kitties. My cat's not doing anything. She's just... she's just standing there. Oh, and now she's got to lick her butt. That's cat for you. Doing cat stuff. So, what are you going to do? Well, come over here. Come over here and give me a yang. You want to come over here and talk and say meows? Come over here. I don't think it's going to happen. Somebody doesn't feel like talking. And if you're wondering what that low frequency noise is in the background, that's my air conditioner coming on. Because like I mentioned before, it's so blazingly hot. We cannot go outdoors today. So let's check the weather channel, see if we can get an official temperature here. And... give it to me. They're 94. 94 degrees here in the last weekend of September. 94 degrees. That is a July 2nd temperature. That, I think that's exactly how hot it was on July 2nd this year. I don't need 94 degrees. I really, really don't. So here I am, sitting in front of my TV because we can't go out and look for any dudes because it's too hot. And the game still hasn't started. Come on, let's get it together. So back to the Weather Channel. There's yet another hurricane. If you weren't tired of all the hurricanes, that's good because we got more. I know... you probably remember the one that hit Texas. I think that was Harvey. And then there was one that hit Florida. That was Irma. And then there was Jose, which may or may not be hitting Boston. Excuse me, Boston. Boston is a wicked, horrible hurricane. And now we have Hurricane Maria. It is currently traveling at 125 miles per hour. That's pretty fast for a hurricane. It's a Category 3 hurricane. And, oh, no, I read that wrong. It's moving north by northwest at 9 miles per hour. Okay, that makes a little bit more sense. And I guess the top wind speed is 125 miles an hour. It is now 115 miles east-northeast of the southeastern Bahamas. So, if you live on an island, anywhere in the Atlantic Ocean, you have been hit by a hurricane this hurricane season. So, yeah, more hurricanes. So, prepare to text 909999 to your $10 donation for people who need hurricane relief. My advice is, you know, don't live where the hurricanes are. If you don't want to be in a hurricane, don't live where the hurricanes happen. Same with everything. If you don't want to be eaten by a shark, don't live where the sharks live, which is in the ocean. If you don't want to be eaten by a bear, do not live where the bears live, which is in the forest. If you don't want to be killed by a tornado, don't live where the tornadoes are. And I live where the tornadoes are because, you know, you got to die sometime. And if you want a good story, you know, getting killed by a tornado, that's a pretty good one. Oh, I got killed by a tornado. I was just out running around and a tornado scooped me up and, you know, deposited me 8 miles away and dropped me from a height of multiple thousands of feet. And that's how I got killed by a tornado. That, or I was out in a tornado and it was blowing so much big debris around that a 2x4 just went straight through me. Or a stick got lodged in my brain. And that's why I'm dead. Because tornadoes. Oh, and guess what was on last night? So I sat down last night, at about getting close to bedtime, which for me is around 2:30 a.m. And, you know, I usually sit around for a half an hour, sometimes an hour, before falling asleep. And I was going through the channels last night, and Hackers was on. Yes, Crash Override and Acid Burn. They're having a little love, some Hacker love. And I don't know if you know this, but Acid Burn and Crash Override got married. That's right. It's true. Johnny Lee Miller, the actor who played Zero Cool / Crash Override, married Angelina Jolie. I bet you didn't know that. Because, you know, later on in life, she went on to marry other weirdos. Ugh. Ow, I gotta roll over here. Ah, maybe I should take a nap. Am I tired? I'm kind of tired. Yeah, it was a... Uh-oh. Did I push the wrong button? Yeah, because here we are, back on Twilight. Oh, look, we're all vampires. Do you want to be a vampire with me? Yes, I'll be a vampire with you. You want to have baby vampires with me? Yes, let's get married. Oh, I'm a vampire. Yeah, that's great. So where's my Bundesliga game? That was on 2-1-6. So back to the Bundesliga. And we just started the game. We're a minute and 30 seconds into it. Hamburg on the attack. And no good. So we'll give it to Borussia Dortmund. We sure have been watching a lot of Dortmund games on TV recently. Oh, I heard that. My cat just said, where are you? She's not even in the room. She must be sitting out just outside the room. Are you sitting on the stairs? No answer. Well, that's kitties for you. Anyway, back to Dortmund. Yes, so here we are watching Borussia Dortmund. My second favorite Prussian team. My first favorite Prussian team is, of course, Borussia Mönchengladbach, Die Fohlen. They are the foals, and they have a guy in a little horse mascot costume running around on the sideline. And I forget the name of that mascot. What is that mascot? What's his name? It's escaping me right now. But he's not the funniest football mascot. Probably the funniest one is Gunnersaurus. Gunnersaurus is the mascot for the Arsenal Football Club in England. And they are known as the Gunners. Well, because, you know, duh. They're named after Woolwich Arsenal. And their logo is a cannon. So, obviously, they're going to be the Gunners. And their mascot... I wish their mascot would just have been a cannon. That makes more sense, you know, right? But no, what do they use as a mascot? A dinosaur. basically a goofy looking green dinosaur who's dressed up in a Arsenal uniform. And that dinosaur's name is Gunnersaurus. I wish they would have had a cannon. But anyway, Gunnersaurus is kind of funny. And Gunnersaurus does entertain me sometimes. One of my favorite mascots, but she's really not a mascot so much, is attached to a team called Everton. You hear me talk about Everton. Wayne Rooney is back at Everton, and I love Wayne Rooney, and I like Everton for the most part. Now, the Everton team, they are known as the Toffees. Yes, the Toffees. You know, like the candy. Everybody likes toffee. I love toffee. And anywho, apparently they're called this because there was a lot of candy manufacturers near the original Everton ground. I don't remember the exact story, but they became the Toffees. Hold on. What? I'm down here still. My cat is upstairs yanging now. Yang, wang, wang. And so Everton, being the Toffees, they have Toffee girls. And the Toffee girls, sometimes there's one, sometimes there's more than one. But before the game, they walk along the side of the pitch, the side of the field, and they throw toffees up into the crowd. They carry a basket of candy, and they just reach in and they just sort of throw toffees up into the audience. And I like candy, and I want people to throw free candy at me. Who doesn't? And these toffee girls are always dressed up in this traditional toffee girl costume, which, I don't know, is sort of reminiscent of a milkmaid type costume. You know, they got the long blue skirt on and like a pinafore type apron, and they got the white bonnet on. And these girls vary in age range. You know, sometimes, you know, it's a 20-year-old girl, sometimes it's a 6-year-old girl, and it's my favorite when they use the little girls, because the last time I saw any decent toffee girl footage, it was great. It's just this little blonde kid, she's probably like 6 or 7 years old, possibly less, but she was just taking handfuls of candy, and instead of, you know, just sort of gently tossing it to the crowd like a larger older child would do, this kid is overhanding it as hard as she can. And I was just laughing because I thought, boy, I wonder if that hurts getting hit by that. Because this kid was just, whoom, fastballing the candy into people's faces. And I was laughing and laughing. That was humorous to me. And that's why I love the Toffee Girls so much. Because you never know what you're going to get. You never know what you're going to see. You could see something crazy. Oh, we're 7 minutes into the Hamburg-Dortmund game. It's still 0-0. The ball is now crossing the half line. And that was onside. He should have kept going with that. Can't be offside in your own half. So, as far as I'm concerned, that was an opportunity wasted. I do like to watch football, and I'll give it to Aubameyang. Aubameyang gives it off to other guy, Yarmolenko. Yarmolenko takes a shot. Oh, and it goes wide to the left. Almost. I do love Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. He is obviously the coolest guy now in Germany, in the Bundesliga, now that Chicharito is playing for West Ham in England. I'd tell you more, but it's time for me to go. You have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day without exception, at 19:30 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. I gotta watch this game, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes. Thank you.
空またウェルカムトゥーマイヨノンラジオショーレディー